Welcome to the Better Brave podcast, where you get to hear unique stories from guests like you who choose to live bravely outside of their comfort zones. I'm Candace Dudley, your host, former teacher turned online business mentor and podcaster. This podcast is for you if you're committed to living life on purpose, no more following the rules of society. Go hit the follow button if you haven't yet and tune in every Tuesday for a new episode. All right, buckle up for a solo episode. I want to talk about taking up space and what that means, and more importantly, what it looks like and feels like. And if I back up a little bit, a few weekends ago, we had a girls' weekend with ABC with my two friends, Andrea and Brittany, and I'm Candace. That's why we call it ABC. Get it? Yeah. So one of the things we did was had a friend come take some video to make us a commercial. And she, in return, does a lot of crafting and was making these craft kits. And she had us make a craft keychain. And in that keychain, it was like a little glass bottle you could put things in, but one was a rolled up piece of paper and you were supposed to write something on it. And I just wrote, "Take up all the damn space." That's exactly what I wrote. My daughters, my little girls, they're 6 and 8 now. They saw it when I got home and they asked me, what did I write on my paper? And I said, I wrote, "Take up space." Of course, then that followed with questions because they were like, what does that mean? Just take up room? Like, what does it mean? And in short, yeah, it does mean literally take up actual room space footage in the room that you're in, right? The best thing I could give them as an explanation was that it's when you do not shrink. It's when you don't let anything dim your light. It's when you don't retreat back into yourself, into that turtle shell where like, you poke your head out and you're doing big things and all of a sudden something happens and then you just bring your head back inside your turtle shell and you retreat. That's the best image I can think of that describes what not taking up space looks like. It's when you're met with doubts or comments from someone and you're right, you just shrink back into yourself. You're like physically are taking up less space basically because you have this knee-jerk reaction within us to be like, oh, they must be right. The other big thing is just because you don't fit in the box that someone else has decided for you doesn't make you wrong. Nobody gets to decide that. No one gets to decide what is right for you, what type of box you're supposed to be in. There's just no nice way to say it. That's just crap. You don't have to choose to subscribe to that type of thinking. And when we are living in the vibe of taking up space, being okay with that, you know, I think maybe it goes back to when we grew up and society has shown us that as women and girls and little kids at the time, that we were not supposed to be seen or heard as kids. Maybe you weren't supposed to speak unless you were spoken to. And just all those different things that the world, society showed us was how we were supposed to be. But it's really hard to take up space when you are stuck in fear and overwhelm. For example, my 6-year-old, she had her first sliver about a week ago when we were kind of having these conversations about taking up space. She had a sliver and it was the smallest of small slivers. It was nothing. And I could see it. I'm like, just let me grab it with the tweezers. I think it'll be done easy. This is no problem. For whatever reason, she got it in her head that it was going to be horrendously painful. So she proceeded to cry on and off and just lose it for the rest of that night. I'm talking hours long, like came home from school with it. It's like 3 o'clock until bedtime. And it was like 7:30, almost 8 o'clock because the other kids were sleeping already. And she's still crying. Well, the pep talk I was giving her at one point was it's okay to be scared, but it's not okay to let it stop you. It is okay to be scared, but it's not okay to let it stop you. And the way to get through the fear and the overwhelm, because this was super overwhelming to her, this was scary. I haven't done anything for her not to believe me, but for whatever reason, she wasn't believing me when I was like, it's not going to hurt. She didn't believe any of us in the house that had tried to tell her about a sliver and that it's not going to hurt. This type of one wasn't going to hurt. Anyways, but I told her, do you see what this is doing to you? It has ruined your entire night. And if you go to bed with a sliver still in your hand, you're going to wake up and this is all going to start again. This probably wasn't great parenting, but I tried to use a little fear tactic and saying, we need to get the sliver out in order to prevent an infection, things like that. I may have even stretched it because she said, what happens if it gets infected? Well, what happens is it's going to get red and then this and then that and then this, and maybe they have to cut your finger off. And now, do I advise parents to take it that far? No, probably not, because then that added to the issue later on because she was so torn between like, I just want this out because I don't want my finger to get cut off and get infected, but also then just paralyzed by this fear that she just told herself that this was going to be horribly painful to get the sliver out. So she was completely letting this stop her. And we do that when we're stuck in the fear and the overwhelm. But the only way to move through that is to take action anyway. And for her, it was to let me finally got it in one swipe, came out just like I thought it was. She didn't feel it. Nothing happened. And it was over and done. So we had a good talk after that of one, trust your mother when I'm legitimately swearing up and down that this is not going to hurt you. Trust me, I haven't done anything to not be trusted. But two, that whole piece, you know, it's a funny little kid story, but this happens to us. This happens to us all the time. The fear and the overwhelm stop us, which being stopped and not doing what we are meant to do and that we're called to do and that we're put on this earth to do, or at least taking steps towards that calling, that is part of not taking up space and not taking up the space that you deserve to take up in this world. It's part of letting whatever you want to call it, the devil, fear, whatever, those things win. Other people's doubts, it's letting those things win versus letting your authentic self be you and be seen with the gifts that you have and the abilities that you have. And you're not allowing that. If I could just tell you one thing is the fear stops when we take action. This fear stopped for my daughter when I took the sliver out and she actually just let that happen. It literally stopped then. The fear and the overwhelm was completely done. And I know not everything's like taking a sliver out, but you'd be surprised how many times we're stuck in this inactive place where we are afraid of taking action and we're paralyzed, that when we do just take a tiny bit of action towards it, how much easier it feels and how much easier the next step feels and the next step because of taking that action through the fear, through the doubt, through the overwhelm and doing it any freaking way. So it's also hard to take up space when you're excited about something and then you tell someone and you're not met with the same energy. They dim your light. They meet you with questions and critique and doubts. You've already thought about all these things. You already had these thoughts yourself and now they're reflecting this back to you. But really what we have to sit in is the knowledge that they are reflecting their own beliefs of their own self onto you. And you don't have to gather up all those beliefs, pack them up in your backpack, and carry them along with you. That's a choice and you do not need to take that with you. That's why I've also always preached, save your new baby projects, your new passions, those early stages where you're not fully on the ground running with them yet, but you're creating them and you're marinating them and you're taking action towards them and you're really, really excited. Save that information for the right crowd of people. That's why I have ABC. That's why we created the Align Business Collective, because we want to be that space for people, because we know how that felt when we shared it with the people that didn't meet us with the same energy and excitement. And I'm not saying that everybody should just tell you, yeah, jump all in, mortgage your whole house, do all this. No, I don't mean that. That's crazy talk. But what I do mean is, you know, the people that you share stuff with and you're super excited with, and then you leave that conversation and you feel even more amped up and you feel confident that you could figure this out and that you will figure this out. And you also know the group of people that you share these things with and you leave thinking, oh yeah, that really was a dumb idea. It probably won't work anyway. Man, it would take a lot for that to work. Do you see how there's such a completely different energy there? Yeah, that's not taking up space. That is dimming your light. That's retreating into yourself and shrinking because you're not fitting the box that those people think the world should fit in. So don't give them the privilege of you sharing your excitement with them. So how do you shine? How do you keep your light bright and not dimmed? And how do you continue on through that? Because life happens. Doubts, people, and mistakes happen. There are ways to continue to work through those because it's not all sunshine and rainbows. It's not going to be. But the one single thing that I can tell you, you must do is personal development. And that word gets a bad rap sometimes because, oh, self-help books, or I don't need that, or only broken people need that. What I envision that as is journaling. It's you rewiring the thoughts in your brain with good books, positive books. Maybe there's books around money that you need to work through. Maybe there's books or audio books or a YouTube video of something you're trying to learn. Those are all great PD, personal development things, but journaling and meditating and even movement, those can all be things that help you take care of you, take care of your mind, because if your mind isn't in it, there's no way that you can shine and take up space and take up as much space as you deserve. The other thing with this, with your journaling and things like that, it's practicing trusting yourself. How can you do this? Ask yourself each day, how am I doing? How am I really doing? Then you have to answer that truthfully and honestly. And then how you practice trusting yourself and honoring that your own intuition and your own knowledge about yourself is true and accurate and that you trust it is that you do one thing to honor that each day, to honor the answer of that question. And by doing just one simple small thing, that is you practicing and showing yourself that you trust yourself. The other thing you can do to help with these moments of the doubt and those types of things when that creeps in is to collect proof of your success. Find it. It's out there. Collect proof of it. Make a folder. Do what you need to do. Collect emails, take screenshots, whatever it is, and save it so that you can pull that out. When I was teaching, I think most teachers have a little drawer that they save, notes from students, stuff like that, of the impact that you're making, the value of your work, so that on a real tough day when the imposter syndrome, the doubt, the haters, all of it's coming down on you, then you pull that out and you read through so that you remind yourself what this is for and that it's a bigger picture than just for you. Taking up space is really just letting yourself be seen. How you can continue and how I continue to work towards this is to ask myself, how does the person that already has the goal, what are the actions they're going to take? Because that list of actions, and I love breaking things down into how can I get to this goal? But it's much different list of actions if I'm just going to work towards getting there than if I put my shoes on and say, I'm already there. What actions would I take if I'm already there? Those actions are completely different than if I'm thinking that, well, I'm over here at ground zero. How could I get there? What actions will I take to get there? Those two action lists are completely different. And I'd put money every time that the person that's planning their actions based on someone that already has their goal is going to go a lot farther and a lot faster than the other person. And taking up space can also just be sharing what you're doing with the world, putting yourself out there, sharing it with social media. Maybe it's an email list, maybe it's getting in the newspaper, whatever. But there's ways to let yourself be seen and share what you're doing. It doesn't have to be this grand marketing scheme. If you're trying to launch a business, a side business, whatever it might be, people need to know that you are in business or that you have these skills. And so you just send the email, you just post on social media, and you don't have to give it much more thought than I'm just going to share what I'm doing, right? You just start sharing and trusting that you'll learn, you'll figure it out as you go. A couple weeks ago, I actually did this. I made a post and sent to my email list an email saying, hey, here is my own website. I just updated it. And this is what I'm doing now. I've really learned that I love the behind the scenes work. I like to either teach you how to do it quicker, easier, and systematically, or I'll do it for you. I put that in an email. I put that in a post and just said, that's what I'm doing now. I've helped people build websites. I've helped people get their journals or tracker planner ideas published on Amazon KDP, stuff like that. And I just shared it. And that resulted in 4+ new clients. And I'm still taking new discovery calls this week as I'm talking to you. I took one this morning helping. They've all been women entrepreneurs, which I love that, ripple effect of getting to be a part of that. You have to let everyone know or start letting people know what you're doing. I wouldn't have had these calls happening. I wouldn't have had these 4 clients last week that I added onto my list of projects if I didn't send that email, make that post and share that this is what I'm doing right now. Because I think a lot of times we get shamed into thinking, oh, you're pivoting again? Are you kidding me? Because yes, I have pivoted a few times, many times. And I still feel that I'm in the same realm that I was. I love to still teach. I love to coach people through things. I love to brainstorm with people. I love to troubleshoot and mentor people. That still has never left. But I've also learned more about myself that I do enjoy being behind the scenes as well. And having that downtime and that alone time and creating behind the scenes and helping push other people's businesses along. As you uncover things about yourself and you need to pivot and shift things, whether it's a big pivot or a little pivot, whatever, because I've gone from calling myself Beachbody Coach, it started as, then an accountability coach when I branched out on my own. Then it was maybe I should go the mindfulness route because I added that certification and that was speaking to me. Then I went back to accountability coach and now I'm saying online business manager. And with that, I can help teach you things that have to do with your online portions of your business, or I can do them for you. You get to shift. That's the whole box of the world telling you, the society telling you that you don't fit in someone's box and that it's not okay to pivot and change. I read something once and it said, and I'm paraphrasing this, I don't remember it exactly, but basically the gist is the most successful people are the ones who can pivot the fastest. Okay, let that sink in. Don't beat yourself up because I know I've heard it. Well, how are you going to ever be successful if you don't give something enough time and you don't stay the same and you don't this and you don't that? As soon as you know something's unaligned, it is your job to change it, because if you continue doing unaligned work, then I just know what happens. You end up burnt out. You end up losing your passions, your joys. It's not fun. Okay, we're all sent here to do something for the greater good, whether you believe in God or whatever, and I do, but we're put on here with a calling and a purpose, it's our job to find it. And you find it by continuing to make decisions that feel aligned to you. And if that means you have to pivot, that means you have to pivot. But when we don't share what we're doing and we don't pivot and let the people know, hey, I pivoted and this is what I'm doing, then that's another example of not taking up the space that you deserve. This is different from telling everyone close to you about your excitement. They all won't be a great safe place for you. And again, that's why I co-created the ABC membership, because Andrea, Brittany, and I knew too well what it's like to not have that safe space around you, that entrepreneurial mindset around you. And so that space is for you. And if you need help taking up space and pivoting and sharing with the world what you're doing, because I know how hard it is. It took me a year to get this podcast idea up and running. And it was simply because I didn't think I had a story worth sharing. And I let the world tell me what kind of box I should fit in. And I tried to fit in that box for so long, but then there gets a point where you can't keep fitting in that box anymore because you've outgrown it and you're bursting through it because you don't fit and it doesn't feel good to you anymore. That was the day I just blurted out the very first episode of this podcast 3 years ago. So take up the space, please. Tell your daughters to take up space. Start sharing this idea. Start using the words, take up space. Start catching yourself. You know the feeling where all of a sudden you almost like gasp. You like pull your body inward or you shrink your head down towards your shoulders. You're physically trying to take up less space because of a comment or doubt or a challenge or something that was thrown your way, a curveball. It's time to just start a movement to take up space and to not do that anymore. And when we catch ourselves, refuse it and say, I'm choosing the next best thought. And that is blank. And you get to fill that in because you have the power to change that and you have the power to do that. So go and take up space. There is nothing you need to do or be or reach to deserve to take up space. You are deserving of it right freaking now. Hey, thanks for being here. I love being able to highlight entrepreneurial journeys because no two are the same. To grab my free sales page planner or to book a discovery call with me, head to the show notes. Finally, please leave a quick review so I can continue this work. See you next week.